I'm so excited you decided to join me for Glorious Living. Today, we're going to only say what faith says and be transformed by the words of our mouth. So share this with a friend and get ready to be blessed. Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and it's always a joy for me to welcome you to Studio C for Glorious Living. And today, we have a very special plan. We have Jesse Duplantis here in the house, along with me and Chrissy. We're going to have a great time studying the Word of God. We're going to go over the partner letter for May.
Yes.
Because there's so many things that we overlook. You know, we've been doing this since January, talking about the partner letter. But we love it when you're in the house, because you know what? You wrote it.
I wrote
you
that
You are the originator.
I live that partner letter.
Yes.
I write it, I live it, I decree it, I declare it.
And why do you do that?
Because that's the way to live for Jesus. See, it's a word from God. People think I'm just writing to my partner. No, when God gives that word, and I believe I said it on your program before.
Yeah, but it's so important
to repeat
it. It's
a word for me, too.
I love that.
As well as our partners who help us support this ministry.
You know, a lot of ministries, they outsource that, and a company generates the letters. But these are things that you seek the Lord about.
And I handwrite that thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's just such a
blessing.
You've
got to have a gift of interpretation to read that handwriting, too.
We often say you have a doctor handwriting. Yeah, well, you are a doctor.
I am a doctor of divinity.
I delegated that to Jody. I used to be the one having to do that, but Jody's got, she's taking it to another level. You and her are on the same wavelength.
She understands my writing, so it's a
blessing. I can't understand her writing either, though.
Amen.
But it's so awesome because people are really taking hold of these letters. I've read one comment, we've read it before on the program, saying that somebody takes theirs, highlights it, they write notes, then they send it to their cousin, and their cousin gets their own copy. They have little Bible studies together. And if that's you, if you're doing the same thing, if you get the partner letter, comment below. Tell us how much you love it, what you're getting from it, because I know so many people being blessed.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of preachers use it for sermons, you know,
because
there's revelation knowledge in there.
That's a good idea.
Every time God's ever spoke to me, he's revealed knowledge, not intellectual activity or range and research or induction and reasoning, but revelation knowledge, you know, from the spirit world to a renewed mind to a crucified body. Amen. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and the theme for this whole year is Romans 4:17. He says, I call those things that be not as though they were. I speak the end result, and that is actually the first. We're going to focus on the affirmations, because when you receive your partner letter, those of you who are partners already know this, but if you're not a partner, you can become one and receive the partner letter in the mail or get it digitally, which a lot of people internationally are going to be getting it digitally anyway.
Amen.
But that's that first one there that I just read, Romans 4:17. But that's the theme, the scripture the Lord gave you when at the first of the year.
Yeah, well, in January, he gave me the wonderful theme. Only say what faith says. Use your faith voice. Mm-hmm. You got so many different voices. You got an argument voice. You got a doubt voice. You got a hollering voice. Think about it. So why don't you use your faith voice? Because faith will do things. Faith makes things inevitable.
I love that.
And I'm telling you, it's
just so simple.
Whether it's spiritual, physical, or financial, it makes it inevitable.
Yes, and God wants us to use our faith voice and be partners with him. And that's what I love about this first affirmation. I'm going to read it again. It says, like Romans 4:17, I call those things that be not as though they were. I speak the end results. How many of us speak a result we don't want?
Right.
and we don't even realize it. Some people are just talking and they're not realizing that they're reinforcing the enemy's tactics instead of what God wants for us.
I never say what I have. I already know that.
Right.
I say what I want.
Right.
You know, I him give me one that's even, that might make somebody mad. I don't even say what I need. I don't know why people ask God for needs. That's a waste of spiritual energy. When he said he'll supply, how many?
All.
How many?
All.
That's enough for me.
That
so
is
I,
enough for me,
I don't tell him what
too.
I need. I tell him what I want. Well, that's greed. No, that's growth. That is Psalms 23. The Lord my shepherd. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I shall not want.
So well, this flyer that comes along with the great partner letter that you get when you send these, the May one has the heading, I'm using my faith voice today. I'm creating my world with the words of my mouth.
Amen.
Think about how God did this. We follow his example. He used the word, he created the world with the words of his mouth.
Well,
and we follow his example.
You know, well, we made in his image and his likeness. Not only is he a creator, so are you. So if you don't like what you see, change it by creating it with your words.
Right.
That's St. John chapter 12, verse 49 and 50, where Jesus said, only say what my Father says, only do what my Father says to do. And that's a paraphrase right there.
Right.
In other words, that's what made Jesus Jesus, you know, because he, and same thing with Abraham. People, if you call those things, it'd be not as though they were, until they are.
That's right.
You know, that's not in the scripture, until they are. In other words, you just don't quit.
Right.
Let us not be weary in well-doing, For due season we reap
right.
if we faint not.
Yeah, and God spoke the end before the beginning.
That's right.
And he called the world into existence, yeah. showing us by example that that's how we're going to change our world. If there's something in your yeah. world you don't like,
change it.
By using your faith voice.
Ooh, I love
And women change clothes all the time. You know, you get tired of something.
What about you? You don't change clothes?
No, man. I can wear the same thing every day.
I know you change your shoes, though, boss. I got a lot of shoes. Snazzy shoes.
I learned the shoe bit
yeah.
from Kathy. That woman got some shoes, boy.
When I grew up, all we had was like two pairs of shoes. In winter, you had the black. When Easter came, you got the white shoes.
You got the white
shoes. You couldn't wear the white shoes before until Easter, but it's all changed now. You wear it any time of the month.
You know, I'm going to take it way back. Did you ever have church shoes?
That's what my white shoes were. That's
what I
meant.
You only wore them on Sunday. Boy, your mama catch you and put them shoes on
before. Make sure they clean. Yep, that's great.
Church shoes.
Saturday night, you polish the white shoes.
I love that.
What a blessing.
I didn't have patent leather. I had white leather.
There you go.
I loved it.
Amen.
But, you know, using your faith voice has so transformed my life, and it's transformed your life. It's the principle that I learned after I got born again. I started reading the Word of God.
Amen.
And then seeing what promises belong to me, and I believed it. Put it in my heart, came out of my mouth.
You got me saved by using your faith voice.
I did.
And your whole family.
Well, I learned it from your mama. She said, you're going to get saved whether you like it or not.
That's it.
She was using her faith voice, and she didn't even really realize
it. That's right.
But it's a kingdom concept. You know, a lot of people, like you said, use their doubt voice, use their fear voice.
Argument.
Oh, yeah, I hate that one.
No, yeah, I don't like it.
They'll argue with a fence post. You
know,
it doesn't matter. They're just argumentative.
That's right.
But God wants us to believe his word instead of doubting it. Trust him and believe it and speak it, but not just with your head or with your mouth. Let it be in your heart, because yes. a lot of people have head knowledge, but they don't have heart right. revelation.
Right, well, because that's the soul's realm, the mind, the will, and the emotion. And that's where you feel. That's why it's easy to say wrong things, because we live in a very physical world, see? But if you live out of your spirit through a renewed mind and through a crucified body, you will live on earth as it is in heaven. You won't have to wait to get to the throne to live spiritually, physically, or financially. It just amazes me how many deceived people there are on the earth in church every day, thinking they got to go through all this trash that they go through, mm-hmm. when all they would have to do is understand what the Our Father prayer says, speak out of your spirit, only say what faith says, and it will change wherever you are. I don't care what country you live in. It doesn't make any difference whether it's spiritual, physical, and financial, because I go back to the same statement. Faith makes things inevitable.
That's yes. right.
They're coming to pass.
I love it, boss. And you know, people are watching from all over the world, and they're getting that concept. I love what you talked about. You have to renew your mind. It has to start in your mind first. And this viewer, this was actually translated from Spanish on a Glorious Living program.
Come on.
Miss Kathy, we speak in Spanish
Hallelujah.
Online.
Come on,
I watch it sometimes. Follow us on the social media Spanish posts, which I like to look at. I don't know what it really says, but it blesses me to know that it's impacting nations.
Let me give you something. Come on, say amo, that.
I don't know what you said. I think you asked me how I was doing.
No, I said, what's your name?
Oh, Kathy Duplant. Actually, Catherine Marie Carrere Duplant.
There you go.
I love it.
And people are taking this concept and they're running with it. And this was translated from a Spanish viewer from a Glorious Living program. And they say, wow, this is teaching on Glorious Living has been so enriching. It has strengthened my faith. And now I see my thoughts in a whole new light. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for blessing me with these words. May God bless you abundantly. Warm regards from Argentina. Italians in Argentina, by the way.
I've never been to Argentina, but I sure would like to go. I got a plane. I can get down
you
there.
Can.
Praise God.
And what I love about this is they say, now I see my thoughts in a whole new light, because I love what you mentioned there is you have to get it in here
in
order for it to come out of your heart and your mouth.
Yeah. I mean, it's just simply the truth. I mean, you know, I don't know why people are struggling. And, you know, I get criticized because I only say what God says. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm pretty sure they criticized Abraham when he was telling everybody he's going to have a child, him and Sarah. Sarah couldn't have a child at 20, much less at 90. Wow. But he was calling those things would be not as though they were.
That's
and guess
right.
what? Isaac
he
was
gave
more.
Birth to the promise.
Yeah.
So, if whatever promise you're believing for, like 2 Timothy, in fact, let's repeat these, Chrissy.
Yes, yes.
The first one, let's repeat this together. Let's read it. Jesse, you want to read along?
Sure.
Or you just,
no, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm going to fill in the cracks.
You look. We made copies.
We made copies for me. All right. Let's go.
Large letters.
I got it.
It's awesome.
Okay. I'll read the first one, Chrissy, because we've already talked in that when we started to go on the second one. Like, Romans 4, and then you know what? If you have your flyer, grab it and read along with us. It's
Amen.
So important. Like Romans 4:17, I call those things that you're not talking with me.
Oh,
don't
we all do
supposed
it in
to say it together.
Oh, we say it together. Okay.
Yeah, we do this at Covenant Church.
Okay. All
I put these on the screens before service, and we sometimes
right.
say it in the church, and it just
okay.
generates faith.
We are. Let's do it together.
Like Romans 4:17, I call those things that be not as though they were. I speak the end results.
Praise God.
That's great. Now, the second one says, like 2 Timothy 1:12 says, I know in whom I have believed, God's promises come to pass in my life. Now, that's great stuff right there.
I know in whom I have believed.
Yes.
That's so good.
Praise God. Let's do number three.
Okay.
Like Ruth.
I'm a clinger.
Let's start together again. I'll follow you, Jess.
Okay.
Like Ruth, I'm a clinger and not just a kisser.
I choose my path and create a good future with faith.
I preached
a sermon years ago, Kissers and Clingers.
Yeah.
Oprah, whatever her name, she kissed Naomi.
Yes.
But Ruth clung to her.
That's beautiful.
Yes. Kissers and clingers.
I've never heard of that statement. When I read it in your partner letter, I got so excited about that.
Yeah.
Like, not just a kisser, a clinger.
Yeah.
It makes people go, wait, what does that even mean? When you get the revelation of it, then you start seeing it in your own life. Are you just kissing someone goodbye? Or are you sticking close to them?
Yeah. You want a good marriage? Kissers and clingers.
Yeah.
You kiss her, she kisses you, and you cling to each
other. Yeah.
That's covenant, see? That's all about.
And you can watch that video on our app. It's there after this program, of course, not now. But it's a great thing. And each one of these points, or we call them affirmations, are actually taken from Jesse's partner letter, and they're just put into bullet points, which will help you remind you about what he wrote, but also help put your voice to it, put it in your first person. He wrote it in his first person. We don't want to read it in the third person, just for Jesse. We want to read it for you.
For us, yeah.
Read that next one there.
Chrissy, you do the next one.
Okay, I choose connection with God and his people.
I think we're messing up with her. Let her just say it, then we'll agree. How's that?
We'll agree. But that's not,
you
I'm
say
not
this
saying
and
it.
She say,
I don't want to just say it in my head. I'm going to say it in my mind.
Right.
Do it my way.
Go, Chrissy.
It's my way.
Okay, One, two, three.
I choose connection with God and his people. I choose the blessings of living a life of trusting God.
Living a life, meaning not just one day, the next day you're in fear, and the next day you're in doubt, but every day of your life.
Not a roller coaster Christianity, which a lot of people do.
When you trust God, it's very hard to fear. Because fear can't get into where trust is, you see. Trust is a wonderful thing. I've seen people, you know, it's amazing. Like people say, what makes it really a great marriage is trust. Mm-hmm. Now, you're not worried about Lewis going out the door. Mm-hmm. He ain't going to get another woman because there's a trust there.
Exactly.
See, there's a connection. There's a kisser and a clinger. There's a covenant, see. And it makes life nice when you live in trust.
I love that, but it's a choice.
Trust in the Lord and do good.
Yes.
That's what it says. Praise
and
God.
So shall you inherit the land.
Amen.
Or something like that.
Praise the Lord.
It's preaching.
It's a choice.
Who's going to do the next one?
We're all going to do it, remember?
Ready? Read.
In my faith voice, there's destiny and destination.
I only say what faith says.
And God leads me to exactly where I'm destined to be. That is wonderful.
I am repeating myself.
That's good stuff, though.
That's good stuff.
Destiny and destination.
When you say the right things, it changes your world.
Yes, indeed.
You create your world with the words of your mouth.
Amen.
You know what I love about this ministry, too? And when you both teach, you always magnify God, and you talk about how overwhelming he is. We actually wrote a book about it, being overwhelmed in a good way. Because so many people say overwhelmed, and it's
bad.
But
being
overwhelmed. And when we say that that God leads me, we're not just talking about anybody. We're talking about God Almighty leading you. When you get that in your heart and say, well, no, this is God telling me what to do. This is God's voice that I'm repeating out.
Yeah, this is, for lack of a better way to say it, a person.
Yeah.
Whether you got a spirit, he's so big, it's hard to put him in a case. But yet, he's so big, yet he's small enough to live inside of you.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. So, you know, people say, where does God live in heaven? No, he lives right here.
Mm-hmm.
Christ in me, not on me, not around me, not about me, in me the hope of glory.
I love that. And I like the first part of that one where it says, in my faith voice, there is a destiny and a destination. A lot
That's
of people
right.
just coast through life, not really having a plan or a goal, but God's word is filled with promises.
Right.
And he wants to see you accomplish it, but you won't be able to accomplish it if you say the wrong things and sabotage your vision with the words of your mouth. God wants you to put his words in your heart and let it come out of your mouth so
well,
it can change
you know,
your
Kathy, if you don't know where circumstances. You're going, if you don't know where you're going, you're not going to know when you get there.
Wow.
I mean, like when you and Lewis decide to go to a trip, you know where you're going.
Exactly.
So you know when you get there. Do you understand? But a lot of people are walking in life going, I don't know what I'm going to do. They don't know where they're going, so they don't know when they get there. Sometimes they pass up where they're supposed to be.
That's right.
Wow.
Reminds me of that GPS in the car. You know, why is it always a woman's voice in that thing? And the men listen to that, but they won't listen when I say, Jesse, turn here.
That's so true.
But they listen to her. But she's got a nice,
sometimes
refined voice.
Sometimes they turn. There's a no left turn. It's just a turn left.
One time. Only one time.
And the GPS said, don't listen to her.
One time I was driving, and I was like, Luis, because I'm not good with the GPS. So I'm like, get in the back seat and tell me what to do. Tell me to take the turn. He fell asleep, and I ended up in Mississippi. I was like, we were going somewhere else.
Now, that's an unreliable voice.
Oh, man.
That's a silent voice.
Luis, wake up. But it's so funny because it's so true how we need to listen to the voice of God, be
Amen.
Directed by his steps. And
Amen.
If you don't know where you're going, you're walking around aimless.
That's right.
And you won't get the fullness of God's abundance.
That is correct. I know exactly what to do in this ministry, this destiny, the destination. I know exactly what to do with this woman because we've been married.
I'm
going to be 56.
Call me this woman.
Well, what do you want
I got
to call
a name, Kathy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's
my
a woman.
Wife.
You're a woman.
Say
it
nice.
And she knows how to. She knows how to do what you do with this man. You know. In other words, if you know where you're going, you know when you get there. It's just literally
you can make
that
it do what it do.
Make it
that's
do
Rachel.
Do.
I'll make it do what it do. Praise the Lord. Get that next one.
This
I like
is
that.
Fun. I like doing this.
Okay.
Read.
To grow like God says I can grow,
I must
say what he
says,
so I speak his word.
Why do you choose your words? Why don't you just say his words?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, because his words are everlasting. Your words sometimes become fleeting instead of everlasting. Ephesians 5:1 says, I imitate my father as a dear child. That means I live by the Spirit and speak by faith.
Amen. And when you pray and you ask the Holy Spirit to speak through you, that's what happens.
That's correct.
And I can think often so many times where I didn't, and I just said things where I couldn't. I think you call it, Pastor Kathy, hand, foot, and mouth.
Foot and mouth disease.
Foot and mouth disease.
Peter had that.
Yeah.
He always said the wrong thing.
Sometimes I feel like I say it, and I'm like,
and you know,
Jesus, help me out.
I know, at least I was recognized. When I was reading that last one, what we did, it just showed me how we have to take ownership of what comes
Amen.
Out of our mouth.
That's correct.
And so when you say this phrase, I speak his word, you got to own that. You can't
Amen.
Just say it with your head and with your mouth. You got to follow through. Like in sports, you follow through. That's how you get the results
I'm
you need.
I'm going to say that if you only say what he says, you don't make mistakes.
Ooh, wow.
You don't, because that's his word. And he says, "And my word will not return to me void." That's powerful. See, you won't make mistakes. Somebody asks you a question. Well, let's see what the word says.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? Well, who do you think you are? I read the other affirmation before we were about ready to say.
Yeah, you did.
My Ephesians 5, verse
that's
1.
Okay.
That's who I am. Let's read.
Yeah,
that
that's
one.
A great one.
Ready? Read. Like
Ephesians 5:1 says, I imitate my Father as a dear child. I live by the Spirit and speak by faith.
My
I
God,
love
man.
That.
Have you ever heard this say this? Maybe with Sophia. Well, Sophia may do something. And you might say, you know, Lewis does that all the time.
Oh, God.
She's imitating him.
She's a spitting
him.
Image
yeah,
of him.
See,
they're twins.
You imitate.
That is a beautiful child.
Oh, thank
yeah, she's
you.
Good looking.
Oh, my
God.
Yay. We love you, Sophia. I love you. She's
that's
so
her daughter.
Fun.
And so precious and full of joy and energy.
Amen.
Yes.
But, well, she's got a good life.
You
yes.
know, that makes me happy, y'all. That makes
well,
me
lives,
so happy.
She lives around parents that love each other and
but
love
But you're probably teaching her the value of her words,
even,
right? And you're helping her. And so a lot of people don't realize that God's word was given to us to help us, to correct us.
Yes.
A lot of people don't want correction. Yeah. Jesse often says that he takes correction from easily, but not from
not
me.
Not from Kathy.
I say, you're missing so much. You're missing great opportunities.
I love it.
I take correction easily, but when Kathy says something,
what is that?
Be
something
kidding
else.
Me.
Then you won't have to apologize if you just...
I don't think
corrected.
I ever do publish.
Well, that's another mistake. Yes,
you
do.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
No, but I love that you said that, and thank you, because I often tell this testimony. I think I've told it before, but I wanted to share it again because it's so awesome. We went to the doctor right before Sophia turned 2. She wasn't really progressing in her speech as much as we would have liked. And we went to the doctor, and she got evaluated, and the doctor said, you know what, I think maybe she should have like a little evaluation, go to a speech therapist, and maybe get tested for some things. And I'm telling you, I've never seen Luis like this. He just was...
He rose up.
It was like something in him decided to come alive.
It's a pushback.
Yeah, and I was going along with it. I said, okay, well, we'll talk about making an appointment. And he said, nothing is wrong with Sophia. She's going to be fine. And then he prayed that night in the name of Jesus. She's going to speak.
I love this.
The next day, I woke up, and she woke up and ran to me and went, Mommy, Mommy, Mommy. And that was the first time she said my name. And from then on, we can't keep this child quiet. She is talking up a storm.
That's
so
wonderful.
Full of life.
Wonderful.
Making beautiful connection with us. And I believe it's because his father, Lee Spirit, that sure. father inside of him,
well, she
decided
gave me a,
it's
last
time
to I
talk.
Saw, she gave me a high five.
Yeah,
I looked
she
at her
did.
Like that. She went kind of like this. I went like this.
It was a high five. But the awesome part is God did a work in that
Amen.
Moment. He honored. Luis spoke. He used his faith voice. And he
yeah.
said, nothing is wrong with Sophia. In the name of Jesus, she's going to talk.
Yeah.
And from that moment on, Amen. She's yeah, been
and
talking
we took
up a
beautiful
storm.
Picture with you guys.
We
for
did.
Easter Sunday. Maybe we could post that
I
up there. People
love
would love
it.
To see
it's
little
so
Sophia
great.
And your husband.
Yeah, she loved it. She loved coming to Covenant Church. She went to Covenant Kids and engaged with the teachers, did a little craft. And it was just
on
great.
On Easter Sunday, did she like the little rabbit?
Oh, she was obsessed with the rabbit. When I tell you, the rabbit had, I think she kind of like quarantined the rabbit. She abducted. I'm like, there's other children, you know?
You know,
Sophia.
When we posted that, some people made crazy comments like, what do you have a bunny for? Well, you know, it's just a fun thing for the kids.
Sure. There's
some of those same people probably go to Disney and let their kids take a picture with those characters.
I mean,
I got
it's
word
not
of,
fun.
I got a word of knowledge for those people. Lighten up.
Lighten up.
You know what I'm saying? Let children
the
have
Lord
a nice
made
time.
Bunnies. You know what I mean?
Lord.
That's the way life
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's
God.
Just a fun thing to do at Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at Easter with the
I like
children.
That last one.
Okay.
All right.
Ready? Read.
Spiritually, physically, and financially,
I use my faith to receive every blessing
I want is
a done deal for
me. I think I'm going to repeat that over and over
today.
A done deal.
Let's repeat it over again. Spiritually, physically, and financially. Stop. That's three things in life that
yes.
you can receive.
Yes.
Keep reading.
I use my faith to receive.
Stop. How many?
Every blessing.
I want
is a done deal for me.
Whew, just reading it lifts
yeah,
up your countenance.
Well, sure, because it's God's word. The Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. Say to the mountain, be thou removed. That's what he said. Talk to something. Say something, man.
Yeah.
And then when you pray, believe that you receive. You
yeah.
see, when Luis prayed for Sophia, he didn't wait to see a result.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what people say. Yeah, you know, no. When he prayed, believe that you receive. Not when you get it, not when you see it. But when you pray,
Amen.
And all of a sudden you prayed, and she was like that. She went to bed, and then she wakes up, and she's calling her mama.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't shut her up.
No.
And that's a blessing.
Singing.
Yeah,
praising,
that's my point. That's
praising, worshiping the car.
Well, you know, and it, you know, when you pray, believe to receive. And I got to say it over. Not when you get it. Not when you see it. Not when it's physical.
Yeah.
When you pray,
Jesse,
believe.
Jesse, talk about how you know how people you don't reject the doctor's report. You just
no.
change it. With your faith.
I believe
you don't have
doctors.
To be fearful.
Yeah.
You know, you often have said that. Just change it with your faith.
Yeah. I believe in doctors, hospitals. I have no problem with any of that. But there, and I go to them, but I also know what God said about, if my body, about healing. I know what he said about salvation. Do you know what he said?
Hmm.
Now you may know what your doctor said.
Yeah.
Well, let me say. I'll give you a prime example. Let's say you're not feeling good. Let me show you how doubt would just eat your lunch. You're not feeling good, so you're going to go to the doctor, and, you know, you figure you're going to be back to work the next day. He's going to give you some medicine or something like that, a prescription.
Yeah.
And he looks at you in the face. Look at me. Look at me. He looks at you in the face, and he says, you have cancer. You have no evidence to the fact that you do. Other than that, you're not feeling well. How many times you felt well, you didn't have cancer. Okay, got it. You accept that word, bam, depression hits you. Now, let me get to God's word. When he said, by his stripes, you were healed. Why don't you accept that the same way you accept that doctor? Mm-hmm. And how many times a doctor has made a mistake?
That's right. Many times. My goodness.
Huh?
They practiced, like
you
said.
Well, they did it on the field. They made a mistake.
They made a mistake. Now, when you understand, I'm not saying they're wrong all the time, because everything named has to bow at the name of Jesus. So I don't get shook up when a doctor tells me something. I change it with my faith voice. Don't complicate that.
Wow.
See, do it as a child. Be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children, not as an adult. Adults are argumentative. Oh, Lord. Children go, okay. And they just simply believe. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm trying to say? And that is that where that affirmation is, spiritually, physically, and financially.
Every area. You know, there's a, when this flyer comes to you, you also have a testimony. There's also a place where you can write down your praise report or prayer request, which we take those prayer requests and we love to go to the throne of God with you. Yes. And see your miracle come to pass. Because sometimes, you know, you need someone to agree with you.
Right.
Jesus, the word tells us that if two or more agree as touching anything, ooh, it's done by our Father which is in heaven. So maybe you're alone in this. Maybe you don't have anyone else to pray with you. We're here to pray with you.
You remind me of something I said years ago. Say that way, if two of you agree.
If two of you agree.
Look at me. I'll be you two.
Yes.
I love
will
that.
Will you be my two?
That was our theme.
Will you be my two?
I will.
I'll be
I
your
am.
Two.
I am.
Come
your
on.
Two.
That's all you need is just somebody to believe
yeah,
with you.
I amen. Love that.
That is so simple.
We are.
I'll
we're
just
here
be you, two.
With you.
We did a t-shirt one time on I'll be you too.
Yeah, it was our theme for that year. I forget what year it was.
Yeah. And
let me
it
read
was
this
such
testimony
a
and then we'll close, but we'll give our tell our partners because it's so important to us that you do write in and share.
Amen.
This one says, we have been with you since January of 1998. This is a
that's
long-standing
a
partner. He says, when I got sober, God spoke to me while I was reading a Voice of the Covenant magazine and instructed me to give a monthly donation. At first, I told myself I was probably just talking to myself. However, later that same day at my AA meeting, God spoke to me again. This time I listened, and as a result, I now have 28 years of sobriety. We have been blessed ever since. Everything we did prospered in every area of our lives. We are still fighting the good fight of faith and will never stop.
That's amazing.
This is what our partners learn.
That's amazing.
That's that
through
last
this
affirmation.
That's right. Totally. That's why I wanted to read
physically
that.
Physically and financially.
And listen,
as well. God gave him the thought, him or her, whoever that was, the thought at an AA meeting. Mm-hmm.
God spoke before that. And then again, he confirmed his word with another
that's
sport
my point.
Piece.
Look, if God will do that for that person, why wouldn't he do it for
that's
you?
That's right. That's
you know,
beautiful.
Partnership is so vitally important in this ministry, if I can say
amen.
This for a minute.
Sure.
You know, if we didn't have partners, we couldn't do what we do. Why? Because we need twos, threes, fours, call it what you want. I'd like you to be a partner today. And I'm so proud to say this, 100%, you heard me say that, goes when you give, whether it's a dollar or a million, and I've had both, goes 100% into world evangelism. We're totally debt-free.
Awesome.
We owe nobody nothing. This ministry is a Romans 13:8 ministry. Owes nobody anything but to love them. If you'd like to give, and I hope you do, it's not coming to us. It's going to God's work. You just go to jdm.org, hit the donate button. You can give whatever you want. You can use the PayPal if you want to use that kind of situation. Or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can select giving on the JDM app. That's the one you like a lot, where you can give
with
how you want.
I love the app.
Or
so
you can
good.
Mail in like I do, just a donation.
Or you tell
in,
me
in
to.
In the mail or tell Kathy to do it.
Write that check.
And I want to tell you something. When we get those donations, we don't go, ooh, look at the money. Yeah. We think about people.
Yes.
Because we have something we've been saying here for a long time, reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time, reaching. When your donation comes,
it
reaching.
Wow.
It goes out and takes someone and pulls them to the kingdom
like
of the Lord Jesus
who
Christ.
Like this person was an alcoholic.
At an AA meeting.
And
think about that.
In fact, it starts out with, we have been with you since January 1996, so that marriage is
that's
still
beautiful.
Together
amen.
As well.
I love
and
it.
And you'd think where that marriage would have been had
oh,
they not responded
you,
to God.
Yeah.
You know, prayed that prayer and believed God and kept following through.
That's
well,
so
let me
awesome.
Tell you what we're saying while we've got a little extra time, if that's okay. You know, people ask me all the time, I don't know if they ask you, Kathy, because I travel a lot more than Kathy does. But Jesse, when are you going to retire? I don't have time to retire. And let me tell you why. It's not because I just want to do this. God keeps giving me projects
oh, yeah.
to do. Right now, If you said, we got $20 million project on my desk. You understand?
He's always ready stretching us.
That's so cool.
I'm telling you. And we're believing God for 20,000 people.
We're not slowing down. We're speeding up.
No, 20,000 people to give $1,000.
That's
right. That's $20 million. Now, people say, that's a lot of people. No, I preach to billions.
Come on. You started saying that in January. And people have been giving
like
God
crazy.
We're seeing the increase. Yeah. So we'll be able to do all the projects God calls us to do. So many things.
See, let me tell you one other time when he said, okay, you finished. There's no more projects. I said, then, okay.
Let's go.
Then we'll shut her down, praise God. Just that simple.
But I believe we'll be here to the rapture. That's what I'm looking for. We want to go for the ride's sake and see off to the
end.
And the first load, like Boss always said, I'm going in on the first load. I'm taking
load,
that too.
He used to say when he was preaching, if my foot, when this foot goes up, it's hallelujah.
One foot goes up, hallelujah. The other one is praise the Lord. If both of them go up, that's the rapture.
That's just a rapture. Have you ever heard that? I love when he says that. And it's so good and it's so motivating for people. Watching that, maybe they were thinking these $1 million projects. They're like, how can you do that? Nothing is impossible with God. We've seen it in
action. I'm telling you, man.
So whatever you're believing for,
and
it's
all of
come.
Us here are partners. We don't ask you to do something me and Kathy don't do, or we don't. We are partners to this ministry. Okay. So I thank you for giving. And I know I just felt this in my spirit. Some people say, "Well, I've never given $1,000." Look at me. You can't. Start with what you have. It can be a dollar. It can be 10 cents.
Use your faith voice. I remember.
My words, it will come to pass.
Yeah.
Because faith will, everything you say will make it inevitable.
I remember. I love
that. So thank you for being
a part. We're going over the time, but I just would love for you to tell that story about how we went to a church. This was before we had our church. It was a church in the New Orleans area on New Orleans East. Pastor Charles Green was had a church there called Faith Church, right?
Yes.
And the Lord led us to go there, and you had a word for that church, not expecting them to call you to the platform.
Right.
And you, I'd love for you to tell that story.
Well,
those people
that church is in New Orleans East. Okay,
we live in. It's no longer there.
Yeah, New Orleans. Okay, we live New Orleans West. Call it, out by the airport. Anyway, make a long story short, it takes about maybe 35, 40 minutes to get out there, because you're driving the interstate. And the Lord said, go to Charles Green's church. He's in heaven today. I believe he's listening to this. I said, God, that's in New Orleans. He said, I know where it's at. I just told you to go. So I told Kathy, we got up, we drove over there. I had no idea what I was going to do when I got there. I would have liked to let God give me something before I go. Didn't say a word.
Surprise.
Just go. So we got in a vehicle, we drove down there, and we sat on the back pew. They didn't know we
just
were coming.
Just wanted to be in church. It was a Sunday. We didn't
have
traveling.
Yeah, and I
think
that church sat in pews on about 3,000 people.
Yeah, it was a big church.
We're sitting in the back. Well, evidently somebody saw me or something like that and told Pastor Green on the platform. He said, ladies and gentlemen, we got one of the most famous evangelists. And I thought, oh, Lord, here. Yeah, and I wanted to say, who's here? And Jesse the Planet, come on up here and come on up here and just say hello to the people. I'm walking down that aisle of that church. Everybody just looking at me.
Wow.
I don't have the foggiest idea what I'm going to say. I don't know why I'm there. I'm just walking. I walk up, get on the platform. He shakes my hand, hugs my neck, say something to the people. And what came out of my mouth shocked Charles and shocked
you.
Me.
And me.
I mean, right there. I said, y'all need to change the name of this church. And I will tell you, the place went stone cold silent. They just looked at me. I said, not Faith Church, the Faith Paid Off Church.
Yeah.
When I said that, it hit the people.
Yeah.
It hit Pastor Green. My God. I said, that's what God sent me here.
And you didn't even know if they even had a debt
I
on
didn't
the church.
Know any
not
of
every
that.
Church has a debt, but most of them do. But you just was led by the Spirit.
And I think it was in 9 months to a year, it was completely
paid
off.
The point was is that in the service, you said, how many people would like
to...
This
about
is
that.
What I wanted you to say.
Okay. When I got, I love giving. It's my favorite thing I do in life.
You wanted to kick it off.
I just enjoy. So I said, I want to kick this thing off today. I said, how many of you people, now look at me when I said, I'm doing it. If you had $1,000, you would give it. 15 people.
Stood up instantly.
I love it.
I said, okay. I said, now sit down. I didn't ask him. I said, I'm going to give you $1,000. So I said, Kathy, cut a check for $15,000.
And I did that day.
I'm going to give you. your thigh. Well, people begin to stand up. I say, no, sit yourself down. You had a chance to stand up. Now you're just looking
sit
for something.
Sit yourself down.
I just sit your, I could have said, I almost said, sit your butt down, but I didn't. But
I, well, said, I thought you could say ugly self.
Yeah, sit your ugly self down. Anyway, make a long story short, I think it was nine months
awesome.
Less than a year, the church was paid.
Yeah, and we would go to restaurants and we'd see people from that congregation, and they actually made up T-shirts that renamed their church, I Belong to Faith Paid Off Church.
Come on.
And Paid Off was real big across the chest.
I
so
mean,
they got behind that word, and they used their faith voice.
That's right.
And they saw it come to pass. But that $1,000, there's a lot of people that didn't have it to give,
no.
but God provided for it. But when you start expecting, God will bring it to you is what I well, wanted to bring out.
I don't know
out.
If you know
it's
this.
Supernatural.
Love it.
We heard it so
we,
many times.
We gave the $1,000 to those 15 people.
Yes, that
some,
day.
And not all of them, but some of them. My God, God blessed them so much.
Yep.
It was so shy,
they gave,
they gave an extra $1,000.
Pastor Green told us.
So it was just such a blessing. It's anyway.
So I hope you don't mind us keeping you a little
over. That's fine.
Share that
be a partner
story.
To this ministry. I'm telling you, the anointing
so
of increase is on me.
Trust God to give the seed to you.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah.
He'll do it.
This anointing of increase is on us. It is on
Praise
me, man.
God.
I'm telling you, and I want it to come upon you. And you know what I call it? Hundredfold anointing.
Yeah.
Woo! People say, I don't believe that. That's why you're broke. I don't mean that to
right.
be rude. I'm telling you,
change
God want to help
you're
you.
Saying.
Just
start using
say
the
what
word.
Faith
I
says.
Love it. That's right.
Use your faith voice.
That's right.
I'm filled with joy just listening to these stories and just thinking about all of the amazing things that God has done. And if you're thinking about what he's done in your life, we want to hear about it.
Yeah. Right.
If you're getting filled up with the joy of the Lord, write it down in a comment, send it to us, email it to us at partnercare@jdm.org. Get it to us because we want to read it, we want to share it, we want to rejoice with you, and we want to watch as God does miraculous things.
We got 50 years of stories
yeah.
of God
at least
doing
that's
marvelous
just in ministry
things.
We had things before that because
oh,
I got born
yeah.
again long before
yeah.
that and
yeah.
so did you
yeah I'm yeah. telling you ladies and gentlemen God will do what he says
he will
if you do what you say
that's right that's
I
right.
believe God's speaking to people to be a partner mm-hmm. see I don't have much not for very long
Praise
you
God.
Will God will honor you. Faith is inevitable.
Right.
It will come
it's
to
inevitable.
Pass. It's inevitable. It's just true.
That's right. He gets seed to the sower, and when you're obedient, don't eat your seed. Sow it into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
God has a plan to bring harvest to you. It's a kingdom principle that we teach here at the ministry.
Amen.
And we have so many testimonies like this one I read today. He says, everything we did prospered in every area of our lives because we were faithful to become a partner,
yeah.
put God first, and they saw results.
I'll say one more thing before you shut it down. I made up my mind when I went in the ministry that I wanted to be a blessing instead of a burden. Mm. If you see me preaching in a church, I never charge churches. I never give them expenses. Nothing wrong with paying people's expenses. I know a lot of people do that. That's okay. I have no problem. This is for Jesse the Planet, okay? I made up my mind 50 years ago not to charge anybody. And I found out about maybe a year ago, I asked my finance director, how much money did I spend in expenses that normally a church would pay for? And I'm telling you, about 98%.
It. It really, I
sold
don't
it.
See it as an expense. I saw sold it. We saw
now,
it as an investment.
Then it was 49 years.
Yeah.
It's 50 years there. Watch this. Now, I didn't know, and it went back more, because we got computers that can do this.
As far
this,
back
this,
as they could.
And it was over $200 million.
Wow. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, look at me. Ain't no way I go broke.
No, you got too much seed in the ground.
That's it. Kathy. I mean, you heard me.
Yeah.
And people say, I don't know how you could go to that church. That church only had 150 people. They can't afford that. We didn't ask them to afford it.
We God go said, where God leads you.
Yeah. He said, I didn't ask you to pay for it, Jesse. I asked you to believe for it.
That's good.
So that's what I did. Anyway, I thought I would
I
tell
love
you that.
This.
That's a blessing.
I'm
God.
Getting so much revelation.
Be a partner,
because
I'm telling you, this anointing is here, and yes. it will come on you.
And use
Praise
your faith voice to say, I want to become a partner. And God's going to get, even if you don't have it, God will get seed to me.
Oh,
and when
yeah,
he does, watch him grow that seed.
Amen.
Because you can't outgive God.
Amen.
He always gives it back to
God.
You.
God.
Amen.
Thanks
Jesse,
for being here.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm just so excited. Maybe we'll do a little praise dance. I get excited about this. Thank you, boss. Thank you, Pastor Kathy. It's
thank
awesome.
You, everybody, for being here. And thank you for being here with us in Studio C. I believe that God has touched your life, that you've learned some things today that's going to transform you and propel you toward your destiny in Jesus. God bless you. Have a great week.
This month's Barton Offer is very special. It's our ministry theme, Use Your Faith Voice. God has gifted you with something that has so much creative energy and power that it can direct you to God's best for your life. Discover how to line up your words with God's words. Let Jesus use your faith voice. He will make it work for you. Go to jdm.org and get your copy today. It will bless you. Do it.